You're on a 6 o'clock AM on a speaker City FM. PM, actually. And we've got Stephen.
Yes.
And we've got Paul.
Hey, everyone. How was your week?
My name is Amy.
You're Amy. You are indeed. It was a good week this week. What did you guys think of the first episode that aired last Friday?
Good.
It was epic.
you listened to it with your friends and family?
Yep.
Oh, that's good. This is number two. How are you feeling?
Good.
We've got a good show lined up tonight. We've got a big bag of music once again, picked by Amy, Stephen, and myself.
Yeah.
What's the song you're looking forward to hearing the most tonight?
Keith
Urban?
Yeah.
Stephen? I know there's a special song in there, self-titled. It's called Stephen.
Yeah.
I have to admit, when I listened to this, I laughed because the way it started, the listeners will know what we're talking about soon.
I hope they like it.
I'm sure they will. And as we do every week now, we've got a quiz coming up. The theme of the quiz this week is The Chase.
That theme, this is from my dad. He loves the show.
My stepdad, Mike, loves it as well.
This is for Joe McCallum, so I hope he likes
and
it.
And Mike as well.
And Mike. So we're going to be playing
Joe and Mike. So
we're going to be playing that quiz. We've also got the news from Stephen.
Now we've got people with rotten teeth in the news.
Yeah, coming right up. We're going to be discussing rotting teeth in apparently half of children in New Zealand. So we'll see.
So do not drink Pepsi or anything.
I'm a big quiet, Steve.
We'll see.
I'm still having it.
I know.
I don't care.
Well, you're lucky because it's Pepsi Max, right? So there's no sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
I think sugar might be the culprit, but we'll find out shortly.
No, if you look at the bottom of it, is it little sugar?
Oh,
right,
to kick into things in the spirit of it being Friday, we've got a song.
Make sure you brush your teeth, everyone.
That's right. We've got a song called Friday by the Glee Cast.
Yeah.
Should we kick into that?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. So this is Friday by the Glee Cast. On Speakeasy FM.
Waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal, seeing everything, the time is going, ticking on and on, everybody's rushing, gotta get down to the bus stop, gotta catch my bus, I see my friends, sitting in the front seat, sitting in the back seat, gotta make my mind up, which seat can I take? Time to fly, fun, fun, think about fun, you know what it is, I got this, you got this, my friend is by my right, hey, I got this, you got this, now you know it, kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat, gotta make my mind up, which seat can I take, it's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday, everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Thursday, today, yeah, it's Friday, Friday, we so excited, we're so excited, we're gonna have a ball today, tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes afterwards, I love this weekend to end.
R-T-R-E-A-Brum, so killing in the front seat, in the back seat, I'm driving crew, yeah, fast. Switching lanes with a car by my side. Test fly, it's a school bus in front of me. Makes TikTok, TikTok, one screen. Check my time, it's Friday, it's a weekend. We gonna have fun, come on, y'all.
Friday,
That's Friday by Great Material Show on a Finger CFM.
And in the spirit of Friday, that was all about Friday.
Yeah.
What was the highlight of your week, Stephen?
I don't have any highlights. I was just looking forward to this one.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Well, that's good. So this is your highlight. What about you, Ames?
What's that mean?
Like your favourite part of the week. What would you like to do all over again if you could?
Stay in my room.
What do you like about staying in your room?
Do some colouring, write some songs in my room, and chill with my dog, Vinny.
Your dog, Vinny. How long have you had Vinny for now?
I had it till the beginning of a lockdown.
So that was like, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's cool. All right. And Stephen, you've got two dogs, don't you?
Yeah.
What's the names of the dogs?
One's Octavius. He's mine.
Yep.
And the other one's Lucilla. That's Stephanie's.
Cool.
And we got Paddington. He's a cavoodle.
Yeah.
They're quite little dogs, aren't they?
You know, Octavius is little.
Really cute.
You've met him before. You've met Octavius.
I've met Octavius. I have.
When?
About 2 weeks ago, I think.
He's a cute boy.
I held him. Yeah, he's lovely. All right, so it's time for a quiz. We do this every week. Last week's quiz was super exciting. We learned a lot. It was about musical instruments, remember?
Yeah. What,
yeah, that's right. This one here is going to be interesting. There's 15 questions. We'll try and pump through them. It's about...
It's in theme with The Chase, the TV show.
Yeah.
My dad watched this every time before he watched news and TV.
It's a nice show.
All right, so we'll crank into this one.
And my father-in-law as well.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike Boardman. All right. So, okay, so we'll start with the first question, which is, a vixen is a female what? Is it a fox? Is it a female eagle? Is it a lion? Or is it a toad?
Fox.
Oh, it's a fox.
All right, let's click on fox and we'll see. I think we'll see at the end whether or not these are correct.
I think they might be correct.
Oh, no, it tells us on the spot. That is correct. Well done, Stephen. Well done, Ian.
A fox.
A vixen is a female fox. Who knew? You guys did.
Who doesn't know a female fox?
And in fact, this question's in theme because apparently the vixen on the show is Jenny Ryan's nickname. She's one of the Chase.
She's a good person, actually.
Is she?
Yeah. She's a bit of a rascal, but she's all right.
Next question. So how many steps are in the head-to-head round? Is it 6, 7, 8, or 10?
I think 10.
Do you reckon?
10.
Yeah.
10 steps?
Yeah.
It was actually 7. Okay. Next question. Sean Wallace appeared on Mastermind in the UK and won. What was his specialist subject? FA Cup Finals, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Agatha Christie novels, or works of J.R.R. Tolkien?
Works of J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah, I'm clear with that.
It was actually FA Cup Finals. I wouldn't have got that. It's interesting.
Really?
Which character first appeared on the show as a contestant? Jenny Ryan, who is the vixen, or is it Dara Ennis?
Jenny Ryan.
It was actually Dara. All right.
Is she?
I was going to say that.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, you would have been right. Okay. Sorry, I'll wait for you to submit your answer as well. Bradley Walsh had a hit UK album. True or false?
True.
It is true.
I don't know if he's a UK album.
No, neither did I. I wonder. We'll have to check that one out sometime. What does he sing? He must do.
I want to find out what he sings. Maybe we can play it next week's show.
I think we should actually see what. Who knew? I've heard him talking. Definitely haven't heard him singing. Interesting. Next question. Do contestants get to choose which chaser they face? Yes or no?
Yes.
You sure?
Good no.
I think because they start the show and they go, tonight's chaser is?
Yeah.
Should we go yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. It was actually no. Okay. What does la bête mean in French? La bête. The man, the fast, the wise, or the beast?
the Beast.
Correct. Which chaser came third in X Factor Celebrity? Was it Mark Libet, Sean Wallace, Jenny Ryan, or Anne Hegarty?
Joanne?
Jenny Ryan?
Yeah.
Stephen?
Yes.
It was Jenny Ryan. Well done, you both.
I don't know what
I expect. I like the Chase program. It's a good program.
It is. It's a really interesting show to watch, and you can learn a lot when you do. Paul Sheena was formerly a doctor, barrister, accountant, or real estate agent.
Doctor.
James?
Yes, I'm doctor.
Correct. Well done. You guys are on a roll.
What I'm about you.
What happens if all four contestants are knocked out of the chase?
Then they go home with no money.
I think you're on the right path there. So the answers are, or the potential answers are, a chaser is nominated to face the chaser. One contestant is nominated to face the chaser. All four return to face the chaser, but no money is won. Yes. No one faces the chaser. You think option three?
Yeah.
So close. It was one contestant is nominated to face the chaser. All right. Question 11. Anne Hegarty is known as the matriarch, the professor, the headmistress, or the governess?
As.
The headmistress.
The headmistress. Oh, it was actually the governess.
He reminds of you, actually. She reminds of you.
Does she?
Yeah.
Why?
She's a bit strict.
Fair enough. Am I strict, am I?
No, but...
Oh, okay. Which chaser was formerly a barrister? Anne Hegarty, Sean Wallace, Dara Ennis, or Paul Sinha? Paul Sinha.
Charles Willis.
All right, Sean Wallace. Correct.
Yeah. Come on, Amy. High five.
High five. Dara Ennis is an expert in which of these fields? Theology, microbiology, entomology, or geology? Dara Ennis, what's he an expert in?
Entomology.
The third one?
Yeah.
Stephen, what would you say?
Yes.
Microbiology, theology. Okay, I'm thinking. Oh, you were right. Entomology.
I don't know, I'll be quite good.
Well done, Ames. Which chaser appeared as a phone a friend for a competitor on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? So which chaser appeared on a phone a friend on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Was it Anne Hegarty? Was it Paul? Was it Mark? Or was it Jenny?
Jenny.
It was Anne.
She's a good person. She's a good chaser.
Very smart. In 2011, a clip of Bradley Walsh went viral.
True. As
he struggled to hold back giggles while delivering a question about a German skier.
True.
What was her name? Was it Fanny Schmelia, Ivana Bath, Mike Roch, or Poppy Cox?
Probably Fanny.
You think it was Fanny?
Yeah.
Correct. All right, your score was 8 out of 15, so not bad. We actually got more right than wrong. Congratulations. All right, that was the quiz for the week.
Next week we'll have another exciting quiz.
We will. That was a fun one. Let's dive into our next song, which is...
Don't Forget Your Roots by 660.
All right, here it is.
On Speakers FM. Now it's...
Never to reach return home again. So he loves what he knows and what all is right for. A broken world and a world of lies, but the days were numbered, relationships suffered. He lost the faith of all those who matter so. Don't forget your roots, my friend. Don't forget your family, yeah. Don't forget your roots, my friend. The ones who made you, the ones who brought you here. Don't forget your roots, my friend. Don't forget your family, yeah. Don't forget your roots, my friend, yeah. Oh, so Jesse thought that she was all that, all that. But she was heading on the right track. At the gate as she walked away, oh, never to look back again. So she lost what she knows and what all is right for. A brand new image in a world of lies, but the days were numbered, relationships suffered. She lost the faith of all those who matter so. Don't forget your roots, my friend, yeah. Don't forget your family, yeah. Don't forget your roots, my friend. The ones who made you, the ones who brought you here. Don't forget your roots, my friend, yeah. Don't forget your family, yeah. Don't forget your roots, my friend, yeah. Oh, your family, yeah. Don't forget your roots, my friend, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. That was Don't Forget Your Roots by 660.
Good song, that.
The next one is going to be a news for Paul and Stephen.
Yeah, time for the news. All right. Stephen, what's in the news this week?
Well, children with rotten teeth.
I know. What's going on there? So apparently...
You're not allowed any fizzy drinks.
Up to half of Kiwi kids have rotting teeth, according to this report on One News. Speaking to Breakfast on National Oral Health Day this morning, Rob Beagleholz said approximately half of five-year-olds in New Zealand have teeth that are rotting. He says it's also not uncommon for babies as young as 18 months to have rotten teeth removed in hospital. What's going on?
I don't know.
Too much Pepsi Max?
No.
I'm having it. I don't got to listen to
too much coffee for some people.
So I've got to have it.
Are they not brushing enough? Are they eating too many lollies?
They're eating too many lollies. Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, so we also know the issue about sugar. This is what Rob's saying here in the story. It doesn't just affect your teeth. It also contributes to weight gain, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. Wow. All right. Second story. What have we got, Stephen?
Firefighters call up strike.
Yes, they do. So this is good because I think they were planning 4 strikes, apparently, over the course of the next little while. They've decided to call it off. So obviously this is about unfair pay. And they've been asking for better pay and working conditions.
Maybe they didn't want to do it today.
Yeah, maybe it was raining. But, you know, super important that we've got firefighters that are happy in their jobs and are going to be there when we need them.
People need to get a work to make to put food on the table for their families.
Yeah, it's a super important topic, I think, this one. But the story here, it says that the announcement comes after weeks of strike action by the NZPFU asking for better pay and working conditions. The strike was to be the first in a planned 4 strikes starting today and ending on November 14th. If the strike were to go ahead, professional firefighters would walk off the job for an hour between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Can you believe it? Imagine if your house was burning down and you needed the firefighters like immediately, and they were on strike.
You'd be like, lazy firefighters.
Well, they have their reasons, I think. So that was the news this week. Thanks, Stephen.
You're welcome.
Let's dive into a song. Now, this one here is self-titled Stephen. It's by Keisha. Should we hear this one?
Yes.
All right, this is for Stephen. All right, I'm dedicating this one to Stephen, our host. Here we go.
Thank you.
On Speakeasy FM.
It's about me. I'm a nice person. Keisha, I don't know Keisha.
Stephen, why won't you call me? Stephen, why won't you call me? I saw you in your tight-ass rocker pants. You saw me too. I laughed because it was completely trashed, and I watched.
Person.
It was all about you. And it's even spelt the same way, with the PH, not the V.
Keisha, she likes me, so, and apparently, yeah, it's a good song.
It's a great song, and speaking of shout-outs, because I dedicated that one to you, Stephen, this next one we've got, it's about your brother, Amy.
Are you brother-in-law?
And my brother-in-law. That would make you my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Whoa, I just worked that out.
You're married to my sister.
That's right, I am. The song is by Stevie Wonder. Do you want to tell a bit of a story before we play it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, this year coming up is my younger brother's birthday coming.
Rory McCollum.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is a birthday gift for me. I was going to give him something, but not money. So but it's more cheaper to give him a birthday for our birthday.
When's Rory's birthday?
On the 14th of November.
All right. So just in a few days, really. What's that? In three or 4 days. Okay. All right, let's hit it.
So, happy birthday, Ross.
Hope you enjoy it, will we? And party hard. And turn the music up loud and we'll work it. Sorry.
That's a good story.
You're pretty awesome. Who's the new people?
We've had the news. We've had a quiz. Yeah. It must be time for a story.
Yeah, I said, what kind of story?
Amy's story. Well, I think you were going to tell the story about your first words.
Oh, yeah.
And how that all came about.
We were in a car driving.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dad was playing some music.
Yeah.
And, this music is by Bonnie White.
Yep.
And it says "Head Shut Up" on it.
Yep.
There's the first, there's absolute first lyrics.
Okay.
And I never talk.
How old were you? You were quite young though.
Yeah, I think I was like 4 or 8.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And I think you know the story because I can't. The speech I did at your wedding.
Oh, okay. Yes, yeah, you did tell that story. Okay.
Yeah. And I wasn't allowed to cry. So I used to do sign language since I was little.
That's right, yes, with Lizzie.
Yeah.
Your sister.
And it took me later, I said, hey, shut up. And now I know I'm shutting up talking.
That's awesome. That's a great story.
Yeah.
All right, so we dive into our next song. This one's actually about you, Amy, and it's dedicated to you. It's called If You Seek Amy.
Yeah.
By Britney Spears. On Speakeasy FM.
She in the bathroom, is she smoking up outside? Oh, oh baby, baby, does she take a piece of lime for the drink that I'ma buy her? Do you know just what she likes? Oh, oh, tell me, have you seen her? 'Cause I'm so, oh, I can get her off of my brain. I just wanna go to the party, she gon' go. Can somebody take me home? Ha, ha, he, he, ha, ha, ha. She knows my face, but it's hard to see with all the people standing in the way. Oh, oh, tell me, have you seen her? 'Cause I'm so, oh, I can get her off of my brain. I just wanna go to the party, she gon' go. Can somebody take me home? Ha, ha, he, ha, ha, ho. Love me, hate me, say what you want about me. But all the boys and all the girls are begging to if you seek in me.
That's a song called
about
Amy.
It's all about you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, Amy McCallum, she's a nice person.
It's a good song.
She's kind.
By Britney Spears.
What did you like about that song?
I just found it on my phone.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Not really.
You didn't like it? A bit too dancey?
Yeah.
A bit too poppy?
Yeah.
Fair enough. I think you have another story for us.
I have this... What a story. Oh, my mom.
Yeah, you're going to tell us a story about Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Well, Keith Urban is a song coming up shortly. But yeah, you have a story before we crank into it.
My mom went to a concert to see Keith Urban.
Yes.
So it was a backstage and Keith Urban kissed my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Go on.
I don't know why. It was the first kiss.
Does your dad know about this?
No.
He does now.
Yeah.
Maybe that was meant to stay a secret. How did you know about that?
Mum told me.
Oh, I see.
Ooh, I don't know what Joe's going to say.
This song coming up by Keith Urban's called Somebody Like You. And Stephen, you wanted to dedicate
it to my mum.
All right, you're dedicating it to your mum, Kate. And Stephen, you wanted to say a few words.
Mum, this is your boyfriend.
Go for it, Stephen.
Mum, this is for you because you're the best mum in the world. So you can dance in the rubbish bin as much as you like, but don't dance too much. Don't shake the bin too much, or I have to get you a bigger bin on Speakeasy FM.
That's my mum's boyfriend.
That's a great song. It's dedicated to each of your mums, so Kate and to Tanya.
Yeah. Hope they enjoy it. I could just imagine them dancing on the beach somewhere.
That's awesome. It's been a big year.
It's been pretty hectic.
We've got a few more episodes to go before Christmas. We've even got a Christmas special coming up.
Will it be Christmas Day?
It will be, hopefully. We'll see.
Well, I don't think it'll be here Christmas Day.
No, but you'll be able to listen to it.
Yeah.
Online as well.
Yeah.
And saying that as well, if anyone out there would like to write in, ask a question to us.
Okay. I will. Why is boys going to be
Or no, if you'd like to make suggestions, request songs, anything like that, just email paul@speakeasynz.com. Episode 2, how are you guys feeling?
Pretty awesome.
It's pretty good.
I don't have any complaints.
No, that's good. And Amy, how are you feeling about it?
Good. It's the same thing we did before, so it's good.
Yeah, nice.
Amy's pretty awesome.
That's fantastic. We've got one more song left, which we're going to see us home. We're almost at the end of the episode. So thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks to you guys. Do you guys want to say anything to our listeners before we shoot off?
We like you guys, and have a nice night on Speakeasy FM.
Beautiful.
Peace out. Episode 2 of Speakeasy FM on Planet FM.
Senior Focus is a reflective radio program designed for those 50 plus, where you can listen to a wealth of knowledge and expertise and insights coming from within our senior community. Our range of topics and guests, stretching from the personal to the professional.